creaky roller coasters.
Wow, that's a long way out.
You can't pay me enough for that.
And the carnival's back. You live in Wisconsin. Just remember the great days of the carnivals and going on rides. Not ever again. No thanks, man. And then every once in a while, there's an accident. Oh, wow, a roller coaster fell apart. Cool. It's all right. They were at the top. They got the ride of their life.
You know, I think Biden needs more credit than people are giving him for the way he's handling this situation in the Ukraine. He cannot impose a no-fly zone. If the United States imposed a no-fly zone, the risk of nuclear war would be right here. And people are... I was on a debate on Facebook with someone who said, how do we know that Russia even has nuclear weapons? And I'm going, they've got more nuclear weapons than we do. And their nuclear weapons can hit the United States in 15 minutes. And they got nuclear weapons in the air, in the sea, and in the ground. And the United States can't knock all those out. And so the idea that people have just fallen asleep to the risk of nuclear catastrophe is just something shocking to me, because I worked at the Progressive for many years that did so much to broadcast the problem of nuclear war. I worked with Sam Day, the great nuclear civil disobedience activist, and Bonnie Erfer up at Nuke Watch, and those folks were bringing the reality of the risk of nuclear war to our attention on a daily basis. And for some reason, over the last 10, 20 years, people just thought, you know, that risk is gone. And so we should just, you know, throw our weight around and not worry about any consequence around the world. And, you know, this is craziness, this idea that we should impose a no-fly zone. I know the moral impulse behind people who want it, because no one wants to see folks and innocent people in Ukraine being killed. And I don't either. And Putin is a monster. There's no doubt about it. But the solution isn't to threaten the extinction of the globe with nuclear war.
Yeah, but at least we can do them back.
Well,
you know, it's just like the end of the movie, man. We can get them, you know?
That's slim solace. You'll have 15 minutes to celebrate.
Well, that's the number one reason why we have to stay friends with Israel, right? Because they're our backup missile defense there, man. I mean, they got a few, too, don't they?
Yeah, Israel's got nuclear weapons. India and Pakistan have nuclear weapons. England and France has nuclear weapons. South Africa
North Korea
has nuclear weapons. North Korea has them. You know. And also, at some point, we need to come to grips with the hypocrisy of U.S. foreign policy. Oh. Everyone is outraged, as I am, about Putin's illegal, immoral war. We waged an illegal, immoral war against Iraq and killed about 500,000 people. And we didn't see videos of pregnant women being carried out on stretchers after we illegally bombed that country. So let's not get too self-righteous right now.
We have an illegal and immoral war against legalized marijuana in this state as well. And you know what? Peace, everybody. It might be the answer. I'm just saying. You know, it's hard for me to get angry enough to want to hurt somebody anymore. I don't know if that was the bad kidney or what, but let's go to the air. We got Mark from the SAC. What's happening?
Yeah, anytime, and it might have come up before, but anytime the Koch brothers gets mentioned in association with Russia, I can't help but remember that Charles Koch, the original, the big Koch, Daddy Koch, made his fortune, you know, building oil refineries from Joe Stalin when he was busily slaughtering his people prior to World War II. Built a few oil refineries, built at least one oil refinery for Adolf Hitler, and the Koch brothers' nanny when they were growing up over there in Nazi Germany. As little boys, it was a dedicated Nazi. So it's not a far stretch for me to know how they were inculcated with this whole, you know, neoliberal, neo-fascist agenda. That's what they're suckled on. I mean, and I think the reason that the Coke industry has left Russia after Stalin died is he was Cokes weren't getting quite as good a deal from the regime that was taking over the Soviet Union at the time, because they weren't quite as bad as Stalin, even though they're horrible. They found a like-minded man in Putin. I mean, that Putin is a Stalinist through and through, and just another czar that wants to, you know, rule like an emperor. And the Kochs have no problem with dealing with people like that.
Hey. Well, you know, capitalists can do quite well in dictatorships. I mean, they did great under Pinochet. You know, they've been doing fine in China under Xi. I mean, you know, this idea that capitalism is tied to democracy, it can be tied to dictatorship, too.
Yeah, and thanks, Mark. And I want to add, the reason why they left was because they were Nazi war criminals. Let's not forget that the Koch brothers' father had a brother, and his wife, Ilsa Koch, they were both put to death as Nazi war criminals. Yeah. Oh, and, you know, the funniest part about it was I didn't know this about them, but I kind of felt like that. So, like, right away in 2011 with the Kochs pouring all this money into Walker and stuff, I said, the Koch brothers, the boys from Brazil, you know, and I'm thinking this Nazi connect. And then, oh, my God, here's the packet on the Koch brothers and their connection to Nazi Germany.
I love that crank phone call from the reporter to Walker, pretending the reporter pretended to be one of the Koch brothers, and Walker was just kissing his
Ian backside. Murphy.
Yeah,
and he's passed away.
He's no longer with us.
You know what? I got a pizza box with his name on it.
Yeah,
he signed it.
He did a great job there. And there was Walker saying, yeah, you know, maybe we should have people out in the crowd pretending to be protesters and, you know, get out baseball bats and stuff like that. It was just... That's who Walker was, though. He was just a willing, pathetic water boy for the Koch brothers and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce.
Well, you know, that inspired me to make a sign for Walker that said, hey, Walker, Diet Coke, line two. And I don't think that was the one that I got him to sign because I wasn't expecting to see Ian that day. But he kind of reminded me of, like, John Belushi, the way he looked. And he was a funny guy. But, yeah, you know, only the good ones die young. And, hey, we got Victor and Madison. We don't want to miss out. What's up, Victor? Hey, I know you're there, man. Victor?
Hi.
Yeah, there we go.
Hi, how's it going? You know, everyone, Biden with the Green New Deal, but I was out at the Coliseum with Jill Stein back in 2012 handing out flyers for and, you know, she was talking Green New Deal back then.
Well, Jimmy Carter kind of started it too in 76, you know, putting solar panels on the White House. And then it come along, you know, first thing Reagan does is take those off. Oh, yeah, and take away that free breakfast program for poor kids, grade school kids. And my dad was so pissed because he got that started here in Madison. Mm. Go on, Victor.
Yeah, you mentioned Sand Day. I grew up when I was a kid right around the corner from him. I think he lived on Fox Avenue.
Yes, he did. Fox. He lived on Fox Avenue.
Monroe Street.
Yeah. Shout out to Sam and Kathleen Day. May they rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember there was a house of solar panels in 78 near West High. I thought that was cool back then.
Right. Well, and a lot of things were cool back then.
Yeah, Matt would, he introduced Jill Stein at the Coliseum back in 2012. But, you know, people were clapping for her, but when she brought up Obama's shortcomings, you know, it got quiet.
I know, you know, people don't like that. And thanks, Victor, we're almost done today. But, you know, that's what they don't like about me is that I'm not afraid to attack somebody that's weak on, you know, progressive values because at this point it's progressive or death.
And you know, Obama, when, you know, Wall Street was destroying the economy, he brought the bankers to the White House and said, I'm on your side. You guys got a PR problem. I'll help you out. Rather than putting those guys behind bars.
Well, I'm getting a crypto coin purse set up, man. I'm going to leave that for my son and grandkids because that stuff's going to be valuable down the road. And I appreciate everybody for listening and calling. We'll be back tomorrow. Matt will be back with me at 7. 92.7 FM, Devil Radio here in Madison, and 1580 AM, and then also WAUK in Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM. Caw-caw! I just might go to the casino. Yeah.